Do you want to know how to master the media? Maybe you've got a message that the world just absolutely needs to know about. Well, today I got to talk with the founder of Appleseed Communications, Ashley Crouch. She is a regular Forbes contributor and founder of Verily, the first no Photoshop fashion magazine, about what it takes to do exactly that, master the media. She talked about how we can build and leverage a powerful network and what you can do today to start making those important connections. Ashley was an absolute joy to speak with, and she gave us some incredible insight. It's easy to see why she was a finalist for the 30 Under 30 Award, and if you are ready for an epic conversation about what it takes to get noticed in today's freelance economy, then go ahead and get ready.
Hello, everyone. I'm extremely excited. Today we have Miss Ashley Crouch with us. She is a trailblazer for women's empowerment and entrepreneurship. She co-founded the first non-Photoshop fashion magazine called Verily, and Ashley is CEO of Appleseed Communications, a company that helps raising female entrepreneurs get the media attention that they deserve. Ashley was nominated for the 2017 Top 30 Under 30, and she continues to help others grow and discover their own success. And she has taken time out of her very busy schedule to be with us today. Thanks so much for joining us, Ashley.
Thank you, Brandon. Great to be here.
Now, for everyone who has no idea what I just said or doesn't want to listen to that, in your own words, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, sure. So I essentially help people accelerate their message and their mission through media. My company, Appleseed Communications, is a full-service public relations agency, and my program, Master the Media, teaches people how to leverage press to get their message out there. So,
very nice. And how long have you been doing this?
So we're in our fourth year, and I've worked with the most amazing people. Anyone who has a dream, a vision, some way that they want to make a contribution in the world, that could be a professional who's looking to level up, or an author who has a new book coming out, or someone who's decides that the corporate world's not for them and they want to leave and become an entrepreneur and get their business out there. So we've worked with people literally across the board, and we specialize in women entrepreneurs because that's my background. So I'm so excited because literally everyone I work with is the most inspiring person, I feel like, on the planet.
And what inspired you to start this and take that leap?
Yeah, well, actually, my story is sort of a windy one. I am an accidental entrepreneur. I grew up at the end of a dirt road, if you could believe it, in the deep south. And my parents actually grew up in poverty. And when they got married, they drove west from Louisiana. They drove west with nothing but a chair to their name and a dream. And as I was growing up, I watched my father build a business. And the narrative that we had as children was, if you dream it, you can do it. So in that narrative, he would bring me to work with him. I would be his secretary for the day. And I think what I really loved was getting the lollipops at the candy table. But little did he know, he was casting a vision for me about what was truly possible in the world. And so what I now say is life expands to meet the size of the dream that you have. And for the longest time, and I think probably many of your listeners, viewers, they have a big dream and they have a little restlessness in their heart that they want something bigger. They want a bigger life in the world. And that was always, little did I know how that would actually come about. So it's really been a step-by-step process of saying yes. And when I was invited to be on the first No Photoshop fashion magazine founding team, Verily, it was a matter of rolling up our sleeves, figuring out how to launch a business, and somehow making it work. So it's all been an accident, but what happened was I was the PR manager. And we were launching this company. We're trying to figure out anything we can to get the message out there. And investors were coming to us and saying, why are you launching another magazine in a saturated market? And the readers were asking us, well, how are you really different from other magazines? And people were trying to figure out what the heck we were doing. And so what we needed was language. And what I've realized is the power of language to create a space for the mission that you have in the world. So I branded it as the first no Photoshop fashion magazine. So it was on my birthday. I woke up and checked my email and I saw that our story had gone viral in the Huffington Post. And it was like, happy birthday to me. It was actually a thing. And the story was about, I think, 42,000 likes and shares, 7 countries. Everything was happening. And about the time that the Today Show called us and were interested in the magazine, I had an aha moment. Wow. Media is incredibly powerful. So after 3 years of working at the magazine, I wanted to help more people have the same level of success that we had had with their own projects. And so that led to Appleseed Communications.
Fantastic. What a journey. That's really inspirational. And you know, those aha moments are what drive some of the biggest movements in our lives.
Yes.
Now, as you've gone into this PR stream and you've mastered this art of communication, you've written for a whole lot of publications like Forbes, Huffington Post. So how did you start to reach out and grow that network to make those connections?
Yes. Great question. So I get asked a lot, how do I start writing? How do I get my name out there? I really dream of traveling the world and writing about the beautiful places that I see, or I really want to talk about this topic that I feel is underrepresented. And what I is, first of all, become crystal clear in the type of message that you would like to share. And that will be your specialty. So once you have that, you can begin to identify what the outlets might be that you want to write for. And in Master the Media, my publicity program, we actually have a whole entire module that teaches and trains exactly how to start pitching for outlets. But if I can share just my own personal stories, working to land those partnerships for Huffington Post, for Forbes, for New York Times, Business Insider, I started first by thinking through what would provide value for that platform. So they can do their research and find out the types of articles that work for that platform. So something like Huffington Post, I knew, oh, lists do really well for Huffington Post. And so what I really wanted was, I was at happy hour one night and I met this woman and she wrote for Huffington Post. And I knew my big chance had come. I was like, well, can you give me an intro? Or I'm working on this article. So she facilitated an introduction, and what I did was interview 5 major leaders. I literally went to people I didn't even know, and I said to them, what is your number one tip for being successful in your 20s? And it was a win-win opportunity because they wanted more exposure through Huffington Post, and I wanted their help marketing the piece. So they gave me their number one tip. I wrote the article. The article did very well. I think it was like 5,000 shares. And that got me in the door to proving that I had something to say. So even if you don't know what your message is quite yet, you may know the general topic area. So you can actually interview multiple people for your piece, and that will help the article go more viral because they will help market and share it as well.
Fantastic advice. It's something that, you know, as we've gone through the same situations and reaching out, at first you want to write something for everyone, but it turns out that the more specific and clear, like you said, that you can get, the better it's going to come across in the end.
Yes, exactly. And one thing that I teach clients is that media always favors the individual over the institution. So for many of your viewers, this actually gives them an edge because it's kind of the David and Goliath story, right? Like the underdog who has something to say. And so they can use that to their advantage. And the other thing that media always wants is expertise. So even if your viewers have maybe never been in media before, or they've never written for an outlet before, they can actually start their own blog that proves their expertise and shows different writing examples. And they can do that tomorrow. You know, that takes nothing but a $5 website. Or they can interview other people in their network, maybe their boss, maybe their colleague, somebody who they know who has a new book out. And that can give them the platform to get in the door as well.
I love that you hit on that network, because one thing that we talk about is the hidden network that, you know, that you have that's hidden in plain sight. Yes. And what would you say are, you know, why is it so important to grow and nurture that network?
Oh my gosh, it's absolutely critical. And so I know you say this, Brandon, but your network is your net worth, right? And so a lot of times when you come out of college, it's like, oh my gosh, who do I know? I feel like I don't know anyone. And I just remember getting out of college when I first graduated, wound up moving to Manhattan away from everyone that I knew. I felt like I had gone from top dog senior to freshman of life. It was like so overwhelming. So the biggest thing is that you need to look around and remember you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. And what I realized is that it's very tempting to get excited about, oh, I got my first paycheck, I'm going to go to the happy hour, and slip into habits of hanging out with people that maybe don't inspire you. So even if you don't have a network that you think is inspiring right now, look around for the people that you want to be like. Only ask advice from the people who have what you want. So for example, professionally or personally, are you going to ask someone money advice or complain about your own money matters to someone else who's equally broke or equally in debt? No. You want to ask people advice who have what you want to have. So whether that's, you know, lunch meetings or even reaching out on social media, these are all things you could do. So let me give you an example of one thing that I started doing when I was wanting to build my network. I actually leverage social media all the time. So one thing that I do is I'm on Twitter, for example. And let me give you an example of one thing we did for Verily. Okay, so I realized that someone had retweeted an article about Verily. And I did my research and I found out she was the senior lifestyle program director for all of Sirius XM radio.
Wow.
So she literally was the VP of everything. And I was like, oh my gosh, she just retweeted my tweet. So I reached out to her, literally direct tweet. Hi. So thank you so much for retweeting. I have an idea I'd love to chat with you about. Can we talk? Short and sweet. Mm-hmm. Long story short, that led to a coffee date, which led to an entire week's worth of shows on Sirius XM that I was able to co-produce for the magazine during Fashion Week of all times. And finally, she wound up speaking at my launch party that I was coordinating in New York. I had over 100 people there. And she became a friend. And then when I was looking for other jobs, she actually referred me to another PR agency when I was looking for positions before launching my own agency. So just from a simple retweet, it was able to be the start of a relationship, of a partnership that lasted months and years, and anyone can do that kind of thing.
We talk about that all the time when it comes to reaching out to people, to remember that it's a real person on the other side of that Twitter or Instagram or Facebook.
Yes.
And even though they may have millions of fans or followers, if you reach out and give value, sometimes they're not going to answer, but the ones that do, take it and run with it.
Take it and run with it. And also, one thing that I teach people is that understand the 10% rule. So I teach my team, I learned it myself in doing PR, because PR is all about building strong relationships and strong win-win opportunities that help everyone. And one thing that I tell people is, if you want 10 opportunities, pitch 100. And it sounds like a lot, but if you get in the habit of just pitching yourself and saying, hey, can we meet? Hey, can we meet? It's actually exponentially increasing your chance of getting the partnerships that you want to have. And it also helps your mindset. Because if you only pitch one person and you don't hear back, it's much more tempting to get disillusioned. But if you're pitching 100, then you're going to get 10 and you're going to feel like it's the best day of your life.
I like that. It puts a positive spin on the fact that, you know, reaching out there, it's scary for some people.
Yes.
But if you know that going in, that just look for that 10% rule, it just shifts the entire mindset.
It shifts the entire mindset. And one thing to mention, so let's break it down. If someone's trying to build their network, there's two key ways that they're going to go about it, right? They're either going to do it in person or they're going to do it online. Now, full disclosure, because I'm in PR, I go to events, I go to different store openings and launch parties, things like that. But I don't have to. Here's my secret sauce. I get extremely strategic about which events I'm going to go to that have the highest leverage. What do I mean by that? It's very easy to get in the rat wheel of happy hours, launch parties, networking events, mentor luncheons, all of these different things. And at the end of the day, you're exhausted and you haven't moved the needle to your ultimate goal. So what I tell people is find the one or even three events that have the highest concentration of people or mentors that will actually help you. And that could be a local meetup at your library, or it may require some travel, such as like a Tony Robbins kind of Unleash the Power Within event. And if you're going to have success, that kind of intentionality is really important, right? The second thing is you want to do it online. So what I actually love is you can network without ever leaving your couch today. So let's say someone just graduated from college, or someone is slaving away in a cubicle at a job they hate, and they're grinding and they're really scared of their boss. Like, this is like the horror story, right? And they are thinking, I just need something new. So here's the deal. You cannot fight culture. So if you feel stuck, you may need to find new people to surround yourself with that can actually lift you out of your current circumstances, because you literally will definitely become like the people that you're around. So what I do is, first, you have to know what the person does that you're reaching out to. If there's anything that I've learned, is that people want to be heard. People want to be understood. People want to know that you value what they do. So know what the person does. Then think through, how can I provide value to this person? Maybe they just had a book come out and they want some publicity. Maybe they just joined the board of a nonprofit and they're really passionate about water rights, and so are you. Like, there could be different things that you discover that you can actually provide value to them. And thirdly, figure out, you mentioned this earlier, figure out how you can provide value first before ever, ever making the ask. So offer them something. And I have pitch template emails that I actually use that I could share with your readers if they would like, about how to do that. So those would be my two examples for in-person and online networking.
Those are incredible tips. And I just want to unpack a few things that you said there. And the first thing, like you said about events, it's so crucial before someone goes to sign up for 500 networking events and puts it all over Meetup. Like you said, it's so critical. We talk about go where the fish are, you know, who do you want to meet? Where are they going to be? And then, like you said, leverage those few experiences where you're going to get the most impact. So you're just not spinning your wheels and exhausting yourself.
Yes.
And yes. Then the second thing I just love that you hit on, I want to emphasize about preparing and doing your homework before you meet someone. You know, it used to get a bad rap and people would say, oh, you're stalking such and such. And with the power of the internet and what's out there, there's so much information to be had. If you can sort through it, get an idea about who you're going to meet, who you're going to talk with, you just sound much more informed. You sound professional. You sound polished when you have that chance to speak with them.
Yes, absolutely. And even so, here's one final thing to add to that. I was just telling somebody this week. I was teaching about publicity and I shared with them, you may not have anything to add right now, but you can always add gratitude. So let's say that you really admire someone's work, or you just read their new book, or you just read this list on Huffington Post or Business Insider, some outlet, and you felt like it spoke to your soul. You can reach out to them and say, I loved your interview. This is what specifically stuck out to me. This is where you really provided value in my life. Thank you for the amazing content that you're producing. You are literally changing people's lives. And just in doing that, you start to create a cycle of positivity that over the long term, maybe you never have an ask, maybe you do, but when the time comes to make a request, they're going to remember you as someone who was very generous minded and someone who obviously authentically loves their work.
That positivity spin is just incredible. Now, what would you say outside of networking, because obviously we've put that's so critically important. What would you say are some of the top skills, two or three skills that are necessary to excel in today's world?
Okay, so first of all, and you know this too, Brandon, so I feel like I'm preaching to the choir, but the world is changing. And in my Forbes column, I talk about the shifting global landscape of work. Literally, studies are now showing that by the year 2020, 50% of workers are going to be freelance. And what that means is that, and we're seeing it already, and I'm sure many of your viewers probably experience this, it's harder than ever to find a job. It's harder than ever to find a job that you like. It's harder than ever to keep the job that you like. And the likelihood of getting laid off is exponentially greater. That's just the fact of the matter. However, the exciting thing is this provides an amazing opportunity for individuals who literally want to make a difference. So this is what I tell people. 67% of millennials want to launch their own business. That means the majority of people in our age bracket have a sense of restlessness. They want something a little bigger. They want something a little different. Outside the 9-to-5, they want to be able to define life on their own terms. But in order to do that, there's three things that have helped me the most. And it is, one, start before you feel ready. Just start the thing.
It's like the first step is going to be difficult, but you have to take it.
You have to take it. And if you're constantly in your head thinking, is now the right time? It's like when you're at a cocktail party and everyone's talking about that inside joke or that episode that you really all loved. And you think, I have something to say. And then you don't say it. And then in 30 seconds, the topic has shifted. And you're like, shoot, that thing was really great. It's the same with launching a business. You have an idea. It's there for a reason. It's part of the compass, your own internal compass of what you should do in the world. Listen to it. Just start. Start before you're ready. Second thing, stay a student. That is what I tell everyone, is that the practice of constantly learning, constantly growing, constantly asking for new and different opportunities. So, for example, maybe you're in a 9-to-5, you're working in a cubicle, or maybe you're working in an open co-working space. You feel like relatively satisfied in your job, but you want to have something more. This is the time when you go and you propose a new internal program for the team, or a new capstone type of software, or some sort of new system to accelerate their supply chain management or their, you know, business processes. Or you say, can we start a committee? I will head up a committee on diversity or on social impact, corporate social responsibility, whatever it is. But you are the one to take that impetus. When the time comes to launch your business is only the external manifestation of your own internal development. So the more you can learn, the more you can grow, the more you can constantly practice with helping other people, the better off you're going to be in this new economy. Finally, third thing, follow through. The fortune's in the follow through. And I cannot tell you how many times, and this is my own life, so I speak from experience, you have a million ideas and they're all amazing. And you feel paralyzed by the possibilities. It's like, oh, I'm multi-passionate. I could do 10 different things. What am I going to do? Again, you have to start one and just follow it through to the completion. And that's where the true growth happens, is in the follow through of the completion of the thing. And then there'll be something else, you know, another passion after the fact. But those are the three things. So start before you're ready, stay a student, follow through.
I love it. Those are three incredible tips. I like all three of them, but I think the one that I personally relate to the most is the follow through. And whether it's, you know, executing on that first business and going for it, or following through when you're reaching out and growing that network. And, you know, following through is something that most people leave on the table. Yes. And if you don't go for it, you're not going to have those big wins.
Yes. So do you have any specific advice that you share on following through?
So for following through for us, number one, when it comes to people, it's all about giving value. And when we talk about giving value, whether it's through online or in social, you know, it comes from doing your research, and that value doesn't necessarily have to be from you. It's not something that you've done. It can be a book recommendation or a restaurant recommendation if you know that they're traveling, but some way that you can provide value. And yes. Then in your follow-up, to either check in if they, did you get a chance to read that book, or how was that restaurant, or use something that you've provided previously, or find something new, find something else. Say, you know, I was just reading this article the other day and it reminded me about the conversation that we had. And it's a perfect segue to restart that conversation, to reach out without asking again, you know? And so it's always about providing value, even in that follow-up and even in the follow-through.
That is so amazing. And just to affirm what you said, those are some techniques that we use here at the agency. It's massively successful, so definitely people should do that. The second thing that that I would share is a follow-up email that I perfected over time. And it's the simplest thing in the world, but I share it with everyone now, because here's the problem. I'll speak from women's perspective. I don't know if men struggle with this as much, but women have a hard time following up, generally because we want to be liked and pleasant and, you know, leave a good impression. And when we don't hear back, we kind of start getting in the mind spin of, that must have been a terrible idea. What was I thinking? And so it's hard for us to follow up. So what I teach people and train people to do is use these words. This is literally my follow-up miracle email. And it goes like this. Dear name, whoever it is, following up here, ... Any interest? ? Signed, your name. And it's so short that it doesn't take any of their time. Half the time, they forgot. They were interested, but they kind of forgot under the massive mounds of emails. And that quick little nudge is enough for them to reply and say, oh yes, actually, let's do coffee or let's do this. So use the email, let me know how it goes. And also everyone should use what you suggested, because that is such a great practice.
I love it. And because it's so short, they can see that preview right from their mobile phone or their desktop without even opening the email. And it's just right. A quick reminder.
Yes.
Now, I love what you said there. You touched on something I wanted to bring up about men and women, because your company focuses a lot with gaining attention for women. And how else are some of their needs different from their male counterparts when it comes to PR?
Yeah. So essentially, we specialize in women entrepreneurs, and we tell their stories. We also do work with men, but we specialize with women. And what we found is that women entrepreneurs and women professionals have a few key differentiating experiences that require and also benefit from media more. And here's why. Women are launching businesses at roughly twice the rate of men. Roughly. Wow. So this could be your network marketing business, or it could be your next tech startup. There's a whole range. But of the women started businesses, only 4%, receive the venture capital funding available to startups. So that puts them at a disadvantage financially. Second of all, the studies show that only 9%, less than 10%, of women started businesses make $500,000 or more in revenue. Now, I would say that's probably because they're not getting the financial backing and the investors that maybe some men are getting more. So what I see media as is the secret weapon. It is the leverage that we can use to get the message out there to the millions of people who would love this business, but they do not have to pay for Facebook ads. They do not have to pay for a massive team, sales, all of the type of business development activities that, men do. So we help them mobilize a movement, build their tribe, and get in front of the thousands and millions of people who they are most trying to reach. And just as an example, the reason why I know it works is because Verily was able to reach hundreds of thousands by its media campaigns. But currently, the magazine sees over a million views a month, and it has closed funding. So these kinds of things do help, but it helps across the board, whether that's an author, other businesses. And so that's why we specialize with women.
I love it. And you know, it's all about using the tools that are there, using those resources, and you have them. You have the shortcuts so they don't have to figure it out or try to all on their own.
Yes. And if anyone, again, just as a free gift, if anyone's listening to this and they feel like, wow, I really feel that restlessness. I want to play a bigger game. I have this idea for a business and I want to get some attention. I would be more than happy to share my 5 most proven pitch emails. So these are the pitch emails that I use again and again, over and over, that take people from never being featured anywhere ever to getting like 15 features in a matter of weeks. So I'm happy to share that. If you would like to share the link below, that would be just a total gift for people.
That would be awesome. And on that note, so if someone is interested and they're going, oh my goodness, I need this in my life right now, what is the best way for them to get in contact with you or find out more information about what you do?
Yes. So if anyone wants to ask advice, continue the conversation, learn more about publicity, they can find me on the personal, on my professional business page where I share a lot more information, www.appleseed, like Johnny Appleseed, communications with an S.co. And they can also find more of my personal life, travels, behind the scenes, where I love hanging out in LA, New York, on Instagram. My handle is ashcrouch1. And if they want to learn more about how to level up professionally and navigate this new economy, they can find my column on Forbes by looking up Ashley Crouch Forbes, and they'll find my pieces there.
And that is a new addition. I'd like to give you a congrats. I just saw the announcement go out the other day for your Forbes, your own Forbes section, which is awesome.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Yes, it's all about how to navigate the new economy and hopefully give tools, strategies, stories, practical examples of people like you or I, like your viewers, who are wanting to start a new revenue stream, start a side hustle, start a business, and somehow navigate this new world where everyone's becoming freelancers from their cell phone and trying to figure it all out.
That is awesome. Now, you have given us so much value and so many information that's useful, but I'd love to get to know you. So I've got a couple questions just about you personally. Okay. Now, I know you're an inspiration and you help hundreds and thousands of women, but who do you look to as an inspiration?
Oh my gosh. Well, so here's the deal. I have so many people that I admire. And what I say is that you can be what you can see. So it's really important to me to find role models all the time. So this is a brief caveat and then I'll answer your question. So people always say that we have a glass ceiling, right? Have you heard that before?
Yep.
There's a glass ceiling. We have to smash through it. And a lot of this is true. But the truth is that we also have an internal glass ceiling. And whatever we think is possible for ourselves is what we will achieve. And so when I think about people that inspire me, I am looking for people who have pushed beyond boundaries and really people who showcase excellence in their own field. So here are my people. Here are my people. I really love Brené Brown. I think she is an absolute pioneer in the areas of vulnerability, belonging, really accepting yourself. Marie Forleo, someone who has just, again, paved the way for so many entrepreneurs, people who can live their best life, make a contribution. Misty Copeland. Misty Copeland is the first African-American ballet dancer, principal ballet dancer in the American Ballet Theater. She is absolutely amazing. She has a book out, a documentary. She's incredible and very unlikely beginnings. Amal Clooney, George Clooney's wife, international human rights lawyer, mother, smart. And again, these are very different women, but they are excellent in their field. So that's what I look for when it comes to finding role models.
I love that. Those are some fantastic role models. Now, do you have any favorite books or book recommendations?
I do. And just because I'm such a nerd, I want to hear yours too. Because I love reading. My favorite book is Mindset, The New Psychology of Success by Carol Dweck. And Bill Gates actually named it his favorite book of 2015. But it is a game changer for anyone who wants to learn how to keep growing and learning. Again, stay a student. And I would recommend it to anyone. What are your faves, Brandon?
My current favorite is Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss. He's been an inspiration to me for a long time in his most recent tome, because it's nearly 1,000 pages, and just how he was able to interview so many incredible people and distill down those tidbits of information that everyone can use. It's such a powerful book to flip through and find different inspirations in all different fields of life. So that's probably my favorite at the moment. One of my other favorites would probably be The Little Red Book of Selling by Jeffrey Gitmer.
Interesting. I've never heard of that one.
You can look it up. It's no more than 130, 140 pages, but it is basic sales. But what he does is he talks a lot about persuasion. And it was given to me when I started working on cruise ships, as you're on the cruise ship, you have to go sell jewelry and sell yourself and make people like you. And I just learned to implement those tactics in persuasion in all these different aspects of my life, and it was a game changer. So those are probably two of my favorites that are on the shelf at the moment.
Thank you for that. I am so excited to check those both out. I have not read them, and I'm always so thrilled when I find a new recommendation. So that is definitely going on the list.
Awesome, awesome. Now, just two more questions. Number one, if you could have a conversation with anyone, past, present, future, fact or fiction, who would it be?
Who would it be? Right now, I would love to talk with Gal Gadot. She was Wonder Woman in Wonder Woman. And what I love about her is she is an unlikely actress. She did not expect to be an actress, but Wonder Woman has broken box office records. And it is truly a message for our time, not just for women, but for the power of empathy, the power of love, the power of seeing the good that's possible in every human. So that message alone inspires me. But she also was in the Israeli military. So she literally is doing her stunts. She's pregnant at the time of the filming of the movie. She's also another mother to her older daughter. So she's now a mother of two. And she wanted to go to school for like international relations or international politics, something. She like wanted to make a massive global difference. But I love that she said yes to something that was unexpected and wound up changing the world in the process through this amazing movie. So I would love to speak with her and just hear her story, the behind the scenes of what that multifaceted journey must have been like.
That's awesome. That's a first for me for that conversation. But I think that would be a wonderful conversation to have. And finally, is there anything that you wish I had asked or any final words of wisdom?
I just encourage everyone who is listening to this conversation, if anything we said inspired you, if anything we said made you feel like, oh, I could maybe do more in my life, I could have more in my life, I could dream about that thing that I've been thinking about and actually believe it could happen and feel that restlessness of going for it, then I just encourage you to give yourself permission to go for it, because the world needs that mission, that message, that thing that you of all people can contribute. And if there's any way that I can help through Appleseed, through Master the Media program, through just advice, please reach out to me because I would love to help.
I love it. Talk about giving more value to our audience. You are, have been awesome. You have given so much information. It's going to be a fun one. I will make sure to add links in the description for all the wonderful things that we talked about. And so people can check you out, check out your story a little bit more. And I thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you, Brandon. And I just love what you are creating, because you are truly paving the way and creating a platform for so many people to learn. So kudos to you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And once again, thanks so much.
And that's a wrap. What did you think? Let us know your favorite thing that you learned in the comments below. And if you know someone who's trying to get out there into the PR world or wants to start guest blogging and write for those big publications, go ahead and send them this link. They might be able to learn a thing or three. I know that they will most certainly appreciate it. Below, I've included links to Ashley's website, all of the information, her social media channels, everything you would need to know. I'm trying to make it as simple as possible for you to find out everything that you could possibly need. And as always, click subscribe right down there in the corner so that you never miss another video. Every Wednesday, we're releasing a brand new interview with the industry experts, influencers, career coaches, body language experts, and more, so that you can get the very best tips right from the source. Don't miss open enrollment on our brand new course, Millennial Magnetism, and you can discover how to unleash your inner awesome. That information is also in the description below. Until next time, ciao for now.